Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Compassionate Manager by Teresa Keebler, Oregon, USA. It was 11 p.m. The voice on the other end of the phone asked if I knew an older gentleman named Dell and gave his last name. I told him yes, that was my grandfather's name. I'd been surprised by the telephone ringing and now immediately began wondering why a stranger would call about my grandfather. The man, who sounded like he was in his early 40s, said he was manager of a hotel in Coos Bay, Oregon, a couple hundred miles from my town. He said my grandpa had come in off the street asking for a room. The manager, Paul, explained that this older gentleman seemed lost and confused, and he was worried about turning him away without helping him. The problem was, Grandpa was trying to use a credit card that wasn't active. Grandpa Dell had only been able to tell Paul that he had just gotten off the bus from Bend, Oregon. Grandpa couldn't remember any of his family's phone numbers. Worried about calling the police or sending this frail man in his 90s out on his own, Paul had searched phone listings all over the state for anyone with the same last name. That night, in July 2008, none of my family was listed in the directory except for me. I was concerned. Grandpa lived in an assisted living home nearly 200 miles away, but no one had been alerted that he was missing. Paul put Grandpa on the phone, and he said, "I just need someone to tell this nice young man that I'm a good guy, and when I get home, I'll pay for it." Adorable, but not necessarily a solution in today's world, either to needing a place to stay or being so far from home. Paul allowed me to use my credit card to pay for a room, offering it to Grandpa for far less than the regular rate of $170. I guessed he was just recovering what the maid would earn cleaning the room. This compassionate manager next went further above and beyond any expectations or duties one could ever hope for. He said he and his employees would watch over my grandfather until someone from my family could drive to pick him up the next morning. I was crazy with gratefulness and thanks. I frantically called my brother and father, and they worked out that my father and uncle would drive the 3 hours to pick up Grandpa the next morning. They'd return him to his retirement home, chosen to be near where they live. It was so great to meet this helpful manager over the phone, even if I didn't get to meet him personally. I was thrilled to be reminded that evening of the compassionate and helpful people who are still out there, everywhere. Paul truly was someone who would go the extra mile to do whatever it takes to help someone who needs help.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.